Chapter 6. A Terrible Race. It was almost midnight. The moon was shining brightly. Ichabod rode Gunpowder slowly along by the side of some high hills. Below him, on the other side of the road, he could see Tarrytown, on the bank of the wide, dark Hudson River. He could hear the sound of a dog barking on the other side of the river. But the sound was very far away, like a sound in a dream. As he rode along, the schoolmaster remembered the ghost stories that people had told at the Van Tassel's party. Suddenly, a cloud covered the moon. Ichabod felt lonely and afraid. In front of him, a huge tree stood by the side of the road. There was a very sad story about this tree. During the war between Britain and the American colony, a British soldier had hidden in this tree. His name was Major Andre. The man was a spy, and he was hiding from some American soldiers. Later, he was captured and killed. Now the people of the area call the tree Major Andre's tree. "The tree is haunted by Major Andre's ghost," a lot of people said. Ichabod remembered this story, and his heart began to beat fast. He was afraid. He did not want to pass Major Andre's tree. But there was no other way for him to get home. So he began to sing loudly. "God will lead me safely around this terrible tree. No ghost or spirit is going to frighten me." Suddenly, he stopped singing. He had heard a noise. "What was that?" he asked himself. He looked up at the tree. Was something white hanging in it? Something white and terrible? Then he looked again. No, there was only a white mark on one of the branches. "I'm dreaming," he told himself. "That noise was only the sound of the wind." Ichabod passed the tree safely. But now there was another danger. This danger was more terrible than the tree. There was a forest on one side of the road, and beyond the forest, there was a bridge over a little river. The American soldiers had captured Major Andre on this bridge. "Sometimes Major Andre's ghost haunts that bridge at night," people said. Ichabod wanted to ride quickly across the bridge. His heart was beating faster and faster. He kicked Gunpowder with both his feet. "Come on, you stupid old horse," he said. "Move faster." But Gunpowder had a bad temper. He was not feeling happy. He did not want to cross the bridge. He stopped walking forwards. Instead, he turned off the road into the forest. He ran into the forest for a few moments. Then he stopped very suddenly. Ichabod was not a good rider, and he nearly fell off Gunpowder's back. "Move, you stupid animal," the schoolmaster shouted. He shouted at the horse, and he kicked it again and again. But Gunpowder did not move. The horse was looking at something in the forest. Ichabod looked too. His mouth became dry with fear. A huge black shape was standing in front of him. What was it? Was it a ghost? The hair on Ichabod's head stood up. His body shook. He wanted to escape, but the horse would not move.
"Who are you?"
he whispered. The thing did not answer.
Who are you?
Ichabod asked again. Still there was no answer. Ichabod began to sing loudly. No evil thing can hurt me. Suddenly, the thing moved. It moved out of the forest, and now it was in the middle of the road. Ichabod could see it more clearly. It had the shape of a large man on a huge black horse. Then, at last, Gunpowder decided to move. He ran back to the road. The horse ran towards the bridge. The strange horseman waited. He did not move or speak. But when Gunpowder and Ichabod had passed him, he started to move too. He began to follow them. In a moment, he was beside them. They crossed the bridge together. As Ichabod rode along, the horseman rode beside him. When Ichabod rode quickly, the horseman rode quickly. When Ichabod rode slowly, the horseman rode slowly. He never left Ichabod's side. It was like a terrible race. Ichabod and the horseman rode up a hill. Suddenly, the horseman was in front. But at the top of the hill, he stopped his horse and waited. Now Ichabod could see the horseman's shape very clearly against the dark blue sky. The horseman had no head. He was carrying his head in his hands. Now Ichabod was really terrified. He was very, very frightened. He rode away as fast as he could. But again, the headless horseman followed him. At last, they reached a place where a small road turned down into Sleepy Hollow. Ichabod tried to make Gunpowder turn down into the valley. He kicked the horse again and again, but Gunpowder did not turn. He ran on past the road that went down to Sleepy Hollow.
You stupid horse! Shouted Ichabod. We're going the wrong way!
Ichabod could hear the sound of the headless horseman behind him. The horseman was very close. Suddenly, Gunpowder started to run faster. That was good. But it was very difficult for Ichabod to stay on the horse's back. And at that moment, the saddle broke, and it fell away from the horse. Now Ichabod had to ride without a saddle. But somehow, he held on to the horse's neck.
That was Hans Van Ripper's best saddle, Ichabod thought. He'll be very angry with me. But I can't worry about that now. I must escape from this terrible, headless horseman.
The terrible race went on. Suddenly, through an opening between the trees, Ichabod saw the walls of a building. The building was near the road. Its walls were white in the moonlight. It was an old church.
That's the church where the horseman's body is buried, thought Ichabod.
Just in front of the church, the road crossed a bridge over a river. Ichabod remembered the stories that he had heard at the Van Tassel's party.
The horseman left Brom Bones at the bridge, the schoolmaster thought. He left Farmer Brower there too. So, if I can reach the bridge, I'll be safe. The horseman can't pass the bridge near the church. He'll leave me, and he'll go back to the graveyard.
Ichabod kicked Gunpowder again. Gunpowder ran forward across the bridge, and after a moment, they had reached the other side. Was the horseman still behind him? Ichabod turned round. He saw the headless horseman standing up on his horse. He had lifted his arm in the air. He was going to throw something at Ichabod. He was going to throw his head. Ichabod screamed as something hit him. It made a terrible soft sound. The schoolmaster fell off the horse and lay on the ground. As he lay there, the headless horseman passed by him, riding as fast as the wind.